Rebellions are built on hope. You have seen images of this amazing community this morning, and soon you will hear from several of our members. Classes taught, youth group activities, worship services, choir performances, our spectacular building that holds so much of this, and so many images of us out in the world, putting our values into action, proclaiming our message of hope all around Brooklyn and New York, Washington, and places around the country. We've walked, we've taken trains, marched, bused, and flown to show up for our audacious vision of a world where love wins. Religious communities are built on hope too. When people first step through our doors, they are hoping for something. Maybe that something cannot even be named yet. A few words that have been named are connection, family, community, love, justice, healing, lament, laughter, hope. We have a community where we do not need to name the same sources of inspiration. We do not need to have the same things guiding our inner lives. This is the product of a radical change in how those who came before us thought about religion. What holds us together is the call to hope, to love, and to action. We Unitarian Universalists are defined by what we do as much as what we say, and we love words. But we are at our best when they move us to action. That is what I've seen as I've joined you here at First Unitarian Society, a community that celebrates in worship on Sunday mornings, learns together throughout the week, helps one another when called upon, and raises inspiring children and young people. And you love a good protest. You also set goals and make them happen, time and time again. I have been honored to hear your stories this fall and winter. I've heard so many people say that this place, this community, has helped make meaning out of the chaos of this election. People have been inspired to do things they did not think were possible. While we are literally in a sanctuary this very moment, I think the true power of First Unitarian is to help keep us going the rest of the week, to create a sense of sanctuary within us. For those times, we need to know there are others out there who believe in the world we believe in. It is through the connections formed here, in this place, that a sense of sanctuary is formed. Over time, moment layered upon moment, this community is the center for so many of the relationships that hold us when we need to be held the most. And over time, it is through your support that this place of hope is possible. One way we support this place is financially. We are not about one protest, one Sunday morning, or one cause here. We are about the long haul and sustained action. For more than 180 years, we have passed the torch of liberal values from generation to generation. Through good times and bad, we've gathered together to support one another. I hope over the next 6 weeks of our stewardship campaign, you will think about how to support First Unitarian in a way that is deeply meaningful for you. Now is the time to create our generation's legacy. Our task is to build this place to be as strong as possible for the days ahead, to create a hub to support living out the values we hold most dear, so that we can continue to show up to the next call for action and provide a sanctuary for renewal for each one of us today, and to remember those who brought this place into being, for the generations to come, and to keep the rebellious spirit burning bright for all of us.
My name is Lee Pardee. I've been attending First U Brooklyn for over 30 years, and I currently serve as president of the Board of Trustees. I came to First U Brooklyn originally because I was having a hard time in my life. Before I came, I had a pretty bad opinion of church. I thought it was for losers and people who were irrational. I was pretty much an atheist, anti-church snob, but I had heard about Unitarianism from a roommate, and I walked through the door. And then I sat in the back, and I cried through the services for most of a year. And then I helped out at Unifair and made a couple of friends. And then I ushered, and then I joined the choir, and I made friends who were a lot older than me. And then I helped organize Sunday dinners with a local homeless shelter and buses to Washington for justice marches. And then I taught religious education to the 3 and 4-year-olds and made friends who were a lot younger than me. And now it is over 30 years later, and I can't imagine my life without Unitarian Universalism and this congregation. I'm still an atheist, though I prefer to name my identity as a UU religious humanist. As a humanist, I feel blessed to be a member of this congregation where my atheism is no big deal and is genuinely honored as an expression of my free and responsible search for truth and meaning. That's one of our UU principles. And where I have been encouraged in my spiritual growth, another of our principles, including being encouraged and welcomed to preach on my religious atheism. I feel genuinely deprived whenever I have to miss a Sunday and my weekly dose of inspiration and joy and encouragement to be the moral and ethical and brave person I want to be. Thank goodness we are streaming services now. I am grateful to be strengthened by the support of a like-minded community that names and acts on what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. I am blessed to be living in this living congregation of all ages, genders, backgrounds, and abilities, where we care for each other, we help children grow into wonderful human beings, and work together for justice and stewardship of the earth. I pledge generously to this congregation because it gives me so much spiritual sustenance, because I think Unitarian Universalism is the best religion in the world for me, and I hope for you, and because this congregation is where we can work together to create the world we want to live in, a beloved community for all of us. Thank you. Please rise in body or spirit to sing hymn number 18, What Wondrous Love.